Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures, games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
And we encountered a warlock, and my friend, kind of drunk, and he got a curse put on him.
Curse.
So, what?
Normal routes of getting him fixed aren't working. So I've taken him to a temple. I've taken him to the wizards. I've taken him to some weird goblin down in Copper District.
Hey, that goblin works most of the time.
Only because you think he works.
No, he works every time. 60%. Works all the time.
No.
So
60%, he works all the time.
He's wasting away.
50% like wasting away.
He is
withering.
Yeah, he's withering. He's scrawny. He's gangly. He just looks all around unhealthy.
Out of character, presumably con damage.
Something like that.
Okay. Right. So I take it you want us to look, you'd like us to look into it?
If you would be so kind. I mean, I know that necromancers are your guys' forte, but I was wondering if, Warlock would be able to come in. I'd be willing to pay you guys 15,000. That's all the liquid cash I've got. If you need a boat to get down, I can, of course, arrange for that.
We've got one, but thank you for the offer.
Okay.
Presumably, I'll bring in one of our clerical friends, so you maybe have her look at it.
I've tried every priest in town. Yeah, okay. I've even gone to the Storm Shadow place, and let me tell you, your hands stand up on end because you're freaked out and it's electrically charged.
Okay, well then there's probably, as much as I love, I'm getting there.
Hand.
Yes, me.
Stands
what's up?
Up on end. No, it's out.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a description, maybe? Name?
I have a description, but I don't have a name. Because, we were kind of drunk.
I went through a phase like that. Yeah, I understand.
As if
I'm thinking of
it's, I think it was a cross between an orc and a demon. I think. Now I'm not sure how much of that was drunken perception.
Okay. Well,
But I do very distinctively remember wings.
Okay. So you're certain about the orc part and the
I'm certain about the wing part.
Okay.
But it looks like a cross between an orc and a demon, but...
No. Well...
Why my friend... I guess he was really drunk to start hitting on her, but...
I'm laughing at the guy.
As a...
And he made a pass at me. He pinched my butt. He deserved to die.
Okay. We were at the Soldier's Helm Tavern.
Is this on the city?
This is on Crescent Island.
Find out what city was in.
Is there more than one city on Crescent Island?
Oh no, it's just one port.
Okay.
It's known as the Crescent Isles.
Okay.
How long ago was this?
Couldn't have been more than a week or two at this point.
Maybe. Okay. Conveniently, this plot did move forward with us. Okay. Well, I'll certainly look into it. I'll see what I can do. Hopefully, we'll have your friend well. Did any of the clerics maybe give you a prognosis on if it progresses, how long he has?
They said he's got no more than maybe a week or two at his... He's been fighting it.
So we need to get down there soon.
It's yes or no questions.
No.
What's the travel time to the Crescent Island from where we are now?
At a downward slope, probably about a week.
I'm sure you can think of it.
So essentially, we could get down there and get him to move it and hope it cures him up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
Or you can, of course, always afford a teleport down and teleport back up.
Or you could take him with us.
Mm-hmm. There are several options.
Okay. I'll go discuss this with my compatriots.
Oh, thank you. And as I said, 15,000 is all I got.
Thank you. Come on, Kay.
15,000. All he's got. 14,000. No.
Come on, mate. Let's go.
Okay.
Why?
Back over to the mausoleum.
We're playing 20 questions and he quit.
I quit because he's...
What?
Cheating.
We're having an argument in the mausoleum about how to play 20 questions.
That's not how.
So what happens? We get locked inside of an enemy's base, and what do? We play 20 questions and argue about the rules.
Okay.
Ryan loses.
Fine. So you won't play. Let's search.
Fine.
Let's actually do something.
Tell me if you get a 10.
I got a 10.
Okay. You slide open the sarcophagus, and there's a staircase down.
That's right. I was going to investigate the sarcophagus specifically.
It's not terribly hard.
If you rolled under a 10, you're just being... You rammed your head into the wall. Your brain is not working.
I'm trying to lead you through the stone-shaped door.
It's not real!
No, not the face.
Excuse me.
He moved in at the table.
Okay, I guess we should go down. Here's a torch.
I have dark vision.
I do too.
Yeah, about the torches.
But I was dual wielding them. It was cool.
I think I'm under the chair. No, you try and dual wield them, and you just replace your current torch with a new torch.
Fine. I put them out. However that works.
When you're trying to put them out, they don't.
Just leave them up here. We're on the stairs about it.
I guess I'll just put them back in the roll.
Okay, that's fine.
Is this your drink?
No, that's a man's drink.
It's just sweating a lot. I need the napkin.
Okay.
You can put it on my plate.
Oh, thank you.
So, you guys walk down the simple spiral staircase. It's fairly...
Simple?
Actually, this area feels damp, is what it feels like. And it actually smells a bit mildewy.
I'm not happy with the mildew. Reminds you of days past, huh? When you were dead, huh?
You need harmony.
Well, since I lack knowledge of nature, I guess I'll just move on.
Okay. As you guys walk down,
I have knowledge of nature. I got 20. I don't know what I'm making. Can I identify the mildew?
That's what I was going to do. If it is dangerous.
It is a non-harmful strain in the short term.
So basically, it's regular mildew.
Yeah.
If I live here for the next 25 years, I'll develop some kind of lung issues.
Yes.
You're not dealing with yellow mold or black mold or...
Yes.
The other variety.
We need a new mini for you.
We had one.
Yeah, it's the guy with the bag.
Oh, that's right.
Alright, so we go down.
you pop out into a simple 10 by 10 room. On the door is hovering a giant set of lips.
Yeah. What do you want to bet? It's talking mouth.
Yeah. I don't think that's quite what it's called, but yeah.
Either you have knowledge arcane.
No.
We'll need that one.
Yeah, it's a talking mouth. Alright, I draw my weapons.
Watch out!
Roll a profession artist.
Haha, descending deep into a lich's lair with your best compatriot in hand. This is indeed epic, should I start singing?
Not yet, wait till we get past
Not just about. Yet, we kind of need something to fight for you to sing and it be used.
Alright, then I'll sing background music.
Okay.
Is he actually seeing this out loud or is he using telepathy?
I'm sure.
No, he is. Uh-huh. He is indeed going bum, bum, bum.
Is that a conversation out loud or is it telepathic?
No, it's out loud.
Huh.
This is where my foot is.
Alright, go talk to the mouth. I got you covered.
Oh, mighty mouth! What do you have to say?
Get out!
That is anticlimactic.
How?
The door. Not my problem!
Well, this is why we're down here talking to you.
Should have thought that out!
But if you want us to leave, you can assist us.
Just to let you know, this is a pre-programmed message.
Ah, fuck you! Just to let you know, this is a pre-programmed message.
I would highly discourage you from descending any deeper into my lair.
Search the door.
Because it might be hazardous to your health.
I put my finger in its mouth while it's talking.
It's just an illusion.
I will say. Wait, is there a gap between the floor and the door?
No.
Is there any way to wedge, like, wait through?
Well, I searched the room for a little while.
Bring me perception, then.
I got a 19 on perception.
Who's Tyler?
Oh, he's still actually at Tyler's house. They probably forgot to grab him.
It's in my car.
Okay.
I'm not going to go grab it, though.
That's fine.
All right.
Anyway.
We'll need a stand-in, Saphiria.
Use that woman.
What did you get on?
19. Unless he assists me.
Nope. It's all fine and clear.
Alrighty.
In the third cup.
We've used that mini for so many people now. The red lady, or whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, it's clear. Do you want to open the door, shall I?
There was a door? I thought it was just a mouth.
No, there was a mouth in front of the door.
Oh, there's a cup in the way.
So, do you want to open the door, shall I?
You do it. I talk to the mouth.
Okay. Wait, sing me some songs.
Boom, ba ba boom, boom.
I open the door.
Give me a 14.
I got a 30.
A needle stabs into your hand and it burns.
Wit talks. He doesn't. He's not so.
Ow!
So he is, but he also talks.
Wit is also a much higher. So I got poison stone floor in your artifact. Something like that. I don't know.
You take 1 point of damage.
Magic item. Okay. Intelligent.
An artifact. Oh! Technically, all intelligent items are artifacts.
He's a more powerful artifact.
Yes.
Two.
Okay. Thank you, Wit.
Two.
So I open the door.
Four.
Okay.
Five plus magical properties.
Okay, you're right. Wait, does that thing only do one
Wit is just
point of damage
more
period?
Powerful than duty.
No, there's a poison that goes with it. That's just the needle that stabs.
But does the needle only do 1 point of damage?
Yes.
Alec would not have ever taken that poison damage.
That's right.
If your poison works, you must first have to do damage.
I know.
Luckily, it stabbed you.
It hits my hand. Basically, it goes into your callus and injects the poison into the callus, and you're like, that looks like it could hurt.
Squeeze.
I would
look, it's funny
that.
Color.
Look, it glows. I don't know if that's healthy.
I don't think it is.
Well, I should probably get rid of it all then. Scrape off the calluses and they reform.
Because you're suddenly magical.
Is this my new model?
That's how much faith we have in you. Dead guy?
The dead body.
No,
Swirlies.
It's the corpse... / fallen villager.
What are the swirly things?
You kind of pop your head out. You can see that this is kind of a grand entry chamber.
Okay.
Although it is fairly stark and cold. Still, the smell of mildew hangs heavily in the air. Tinged with a slight element of rotten eggs.
Ooh.
Egg.
And of course, you know, there are these large double doors at each of these areas. And each one of these four portals leads somewhere. You can see that this one, the... southeastern corner
we should put initials something as you describe it so I can remember what it is. Thank you.
Alright. In the southeastern corner, you can see a portal that leads to a room in the Wizard's College.
Oh, cool.
Over here in the northwestern corner, you can see a one that has recently been opened to the Colosseum. Over here, you can see a portal that leads to a nice, idyllic house in the Silver District. And then over here, you can see a portal leading into near the Sky Docks.
Ricardo, I recommend you take notes about where these lead. Come in handy.
It's on the battle map, dude.
When we get out of here, we might want to tell whoever has all these. Anyways!
Wizards College calls in Silver
right.
District.
You
what was the
crap
other one?
For memory. Docks. You're not going to remember. Okay.
So, which door do you want to go through first? Not portal door. Here's a D4.
That's Tyler's.
That one.
Alright, search please.
Wait, let's talk to the mouth first.
Mouth disappears.
No.
Since you open the door.
Okay. Never mind.
Aha! You guys get there. Both give me a willpower save.
Ryan's no longer immune to this.
But I got a 29 anyway.
I got an 11 and a 10.
Okay. Are you going to accept that?
How bad do I think this is?
Only a lurking dungeon.
It could be a dominate person.
It could be a hold person.
I think I'll go with it for now.
You know, you could really go for a swim right now.
In the docks. Okay.
Oh, God.
Cool.
Suggestion.
And that's a really bad one.
Yep.
At least you caught where you're going to have to swim.
Can I grab the rope before it's all gone?
All right, as soon as it hits here, it just disappears.
Oh. Well, I guess I have to...
It's not a portal. Well, I guess it is, but...
It's a portal, but it's a one-way portal?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm glad I didn't bend that, because if we waste another bend, I got another 3.
Does the suggestion not work in something that you're fairly certain will kill you?
It probably has a decent swim score.
Oh, so you have a swim,
don't
you?
No, I don't. I'm plus 4.
Oh. That's not too bad. You only need a 16 or better.
Minus armor. 1. So plus 3. That's almost 50-50. Almost.
You gotta roll 13 or better.
It's almost a 50-50.
Actually, it's minus
I'd say,
2.
Technically,
it's...
Water. Minus 2, what do you mean?
Swimming.
Swimming. You double your armor check penalty.
Yes.
Really? I didn't think that rolled over.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yes. So I need a 14 or higher, but actually, I have to get a 9 or higher to not die.
That's
true. Well, you're going to slide off the city.
So it's almost 50-50 if you die.
So, Stephen, what's going to happen is you're going to walk in, touch the water, and as you're beginning to swim, you're probably going to snap out of it going, "Oh, shit!"
Yeah.
Ryan.
Unlike Steven, I only have a plus 3 to my swim.
That's
actually fine. Do you
right
want
now.
To go for a swim too?
You made your will save.
Yeah, but...
You don't necessarily enter the water the moment you go through the portal.
Yeah, you do. It's right above the water. Andre was lying to us about where it went.
He said it was by the docks.
Yep.
So it's over the water by the docks.
I don't know. Do I see Steven flying away?
Oh, yeah. You see him walking towards, like, the edge. Kind of. You see him stretching.
Okay,
getting
I'll hop out. Okay.
Give me a... If you're going to stop him, it's a CMB versus CMD. Which is basically means you're pulling him back from the water.
Okay.
You fail.
20?
You fail. Hard.
Okay. Are you going to Benny? Okay. Steven, give me your first swim check.
What?
You know?
You did indeed remove the double pick.
I got
natural
1.
Nah.
Squish!
It's okay. At least you have a thing tied to you.
It's 10 foot long.
I thought it... I thought it was 10 on the other side. 40
no,
on
no
side.
It's 10 on the
other side. I tied it outside, then tied it to myself and started walking
you tied
in.
It 40 feet away?
No, I tied it on like a tree right outside the door. Then I tied it myself. I don't pick up the slack and drag it in with me.
Why not?
You just walk in.
That's what I would have done. Okay.
You want it to be tundra. First thing, no, they did remove the double armor
okay.
penalty for.
I got a natural one.
Yeah,
I
know. Just
I need to under slam or armor check.
Okay,
so you see him begin to flounder
away. In light of it actually being 10 foot and not 40 foot, I guess I will bend.
Oh, okay.
And get worse.
But Ryan, my CMDs are 31.
Why didn't you take the 14?
Because I didn't roll that for the Benny.
So you're like, no!
I probably would have failed anyway.
Steven, you now get another will save.
14 plus
12, you get to add 5.
36.
16?
26. Yeah. Yeah, so I would still fail.
Got a 16.
I rolled a 4. Whenever it comes to making my willpower, I got a 4 and a 3.
Is this rough water?
Yes.
According to this, it's a DC 15.
Okay.
I got an actual 1. So... Nettles.
Oh no! You continue swimming here, enjoying yourself.
I got an 18.
18? Okay. You.
So I'm going against the current. I'm not moving anywhere.
Yeah, you're just kind of going.
Da, da, da. Come on, Carter. This is wonderful.
Each round, the DC increases by 1.
Da, da, da,
so
da, da.
16. The next turn is gonna be 17.
Da, 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 da,
what am I supposed to do? Is there a rope? I assume there's rope on the dock somewhere.
Oh, yeah. People are like, what the hell is he doing?
Give me some rope.
You run and grab some rope and get ready to lasso it in. Another swim check.
First will or swim?
Swim.
Swim?
Because that's the one that's actually...
12.
12? Okay.
So I'm not drowning, but I'm going with the current.
You actually have now failed by 5, so yeah, you are now being swept away.
Oh, DC increases by 1.
I thought it was 16.
It was 15 the first turn, then 16 the second, now 17, so... Do I get a willpower now?
Now you get a willpower to realize this is a really bad idea. Do
I have plus 10?
No, you have plus 5 still.
I got 18.
I think that's what it said.
18 will succeed. You finally go, duh.
Duh? Oh, crap.
Give me a ranged touch attack.
This is actually going to be hard.
Natural one.
Never mind. DC increases by 1 each time to hold your breath.
Oh. Oh well.
So I didn't fail by 5, but I'm now going with the current because I didn't succeed.
Yeah.
But I'm not drowning.
After that...
That's funny.
You know, yep, DC 10.
I think it will be funny.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Can I see your gear, please?
Did he get tangled in his gear?
No. He throws his gauntlets.
It has to be something reasonable.
Nothing's on there.
Oh.
Ryan doesn't roll.
Then I need your gear.
Yes.
Wow, you only have magical gear?
I think so, yeah.
Alright, so let's see. What's reasonable to throw?
Gloves, necklace,
the spear.
Well, let me think. I have...
That's a good one. You throw your spear to try and, you know, here, catch, step.
This would be here, catch.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Steven, roll your damage.
What, does he automatically hit with that?
Yeah.
Suck.
This is if it was a thrown weapon, you throw a random piece of equipment.
Yeah. Steven, this also causes bleed.
Yeah, but I have 120 hit points right now.
Maybe that's what you said.
Huh? You stabbed me!
What? I got you.
Roll your damage.
It's like harpooning you. You guys are bolted to it.
Include sneak attack. Rather than 30 feet.
No.
So
no,
even if you resist, there's a spear in him there.
Besides, he wouldn't be trying to sneak attack you. You can't accidentally sneak attack someone.
Maybe. So
with the dwarven, Maul be trying to force me to sneak attack him.
And one bleed.
So full 10?
You take 9 and one bleed.
Okay. Alright. Steven.
Well.
You're like, ha!
Knowing how good my swimming is, I use quick draw on my bow and try to tie a rope, a 25 foot rope, onto that. So it'll be my full turn is tying a rope onto an arrow, then drawing my bow.
Give me an acrobatics.
Unfortunately, you've never played Oblivion. The moment you step in the water,
you're
partially submerged, your arrows stop working.
Okay. Okay. I'll put a -2 for whatever you're shooting at.
Yeah.
Ryan?
By the way, you are now drifting further away.
I know.
Throw the actual rope this time.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and give me a range touch attack.
Wait, so the spear's sticking out of you?
So for now, I'm like 40 feet away.
He's running along beside you. Sure, that's basically what's going on.
Movement.
Don't drop the spear!
Come on, instead of drawing my bow, I'll pull the spear and tie it to the spear.
Does the 20 hit you? Your touch you, rather?
What AC bonus do I have being half submerged in water like this?
You lose your dexterity bonus.
Oh, so it's easier to hit you.
So essentially, I get my deflection modifier.
Yep.
So 12?
Okay, so 20 will definitely touch you. There you go.
I have a 20. I have an 11.
Okay.
You've been lassoed.
You guys will, between you and actually a few dock workers who will help
wait,
you.
Wait. Is he floating?
Actually, you do float.
Yes.
Because, as I said,
elemental water
is twice as dense as normal water. So you are quite buoyant.
It's you don't like, have to worry like, too bad about drowning.
By the time you get to the dock, you will have bled 4 more hit points.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself there.
Make that out of you.
It's already out.
He has spear back at you with the rope.
And no, I wouldn't let you drink a potion while you're swimming.
I can cast spells.
Oh, that's fine. Give me a concentration. And by concentration, I mean spellcraft.
I think I want to do that right now, and I only have 15 hit points, and I have 2d8.
Okay.
I'll save it for now. Well, that
squirt.
Was invigorating.
Squirt.
Can I heal check stop the bleeding?
No, yes. It has to be a cure spell.
Oh,
really?
Magic bleed.
Yeah, for his magical bleed. Yeah.
Oh,
so
then I won't do that once I get out. 6 plus... caps out at 10 for cure mod.
What level ranger are you?
11.
So you add 7. It
minus 4, so 7, yes.
Okay.
So 11, 13! I'm down to 20.
Remember, you're not quite as good at healing in this edition as you were in
3.5. 10, yes.
You guys are now back at the wonderful sky dock.
That was actually quite invigorating, besides the spear poking my ribs.
As you see a small water elemental squirm out of you and squirm out of your clothes and jump back in the water.
Huh, cool. It just slipped out of my backpack. I haven't used it.
And you're trying to throw a rope?
Yeah.
How'd you do that? How?
It felt like a rope, I guess. I went like this.
And you threw a spear!
Yeah, it felt like
a rope. I grabbed the rope and I grabbed
my
spear.
They're almost the same. Actually,
right. One is coursing with electricity.
Back,
and
back over to the ladies.
Electricity,
magic.
What's the plan now? You guys gonna hang out at the Coliseum?
This is not the pirate game. I don't
sit there and be irritated
here anymore.
I was gonna turn over this stuff to the Brotherhood, but other than that, yeah.
Okay.
I have nothing else to do.
All right, so you guys go home and relax.
Yeah.
So you go home and relax. You go home, turn in the stuff, then relax.
I'm like, oh man.
The two over at the Silverleaf Estate, it seems the thief has fallen asleep.
Okay.
Whether or not Tyler's asleep, the thief may have.
Okay.
Well, they, I'm sure being a planet house, they have very comfortable couches.
Well, I think I'll get back to that. Well, actually, I was going to leave after finish the discussion and bring this up to the party. So.
Okay, so you'll hunt down the party.
Why are you wet?
How'd you get here? How'd I get here?
Ninja! Pacha! You guys realize you're at dinner again.
I pull out my map.
Suggestion.
All right.
You guys are at a new restaurant. It specializes in seafood.
He dressed the occasion.
I don't like it.
This is the last time you try eel.
Wait, Andre. Secret, I come in, pull a fish out of my pocket, cook it.
No. Anyone who does the fishing days, and wow, you pull out an eel. There's an arm inside it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, all. I think I may have a new job for us.
Okay.
Arms and eels?
I brought my wife.
Okay.
The Silverleaf family has asked us to go down to the Crescent Isles and track down a warlock that cursed one of their friends.
Oh. Got a 15 on knowledge geography?
Oh, okay. That's okay. Actually in a small double island that are shaped like this.
Yeah.
And that are that are right smack dab in the middle of the four continents. And they are basically a trading hub. They also have plenty of natural resources like spices and gems and whatnot. And fish.
And they've got some statues that are shaped like faces to take advantage of the fact that they're sitting in the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
Dude, you need those Maui statues.
Yes. So, who feels like hunting warlocks?
Wait, we're killing your wife, Ryan?
No. Pay attention for once, Dick.
Sorry, I was distracted because there's a magical portal going from a lich's lair into our Colosseum.
Oh,
I forgot to mention that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Oh. Yeah, he and I went out, the lich is on vacation, taking a little siesta, I don't know. And so we went inside his base.
Why'd you go inside his base?
You know, I didn't leave a message. I was going to write all your base art belong to us. Dang it. Anyways, so we went to his base, because why not? The door sealed behind us, literally, like solid stone.
That's why not.
Look that out. I mean, look. I even got a nice refreshing swim.
And a stabbing.
No, it's not a stab. It's acupuncture.
We were
testing out the theories of acupuncture.
Yes. We learned that you need to use smaller needles.
And ones that don't produce magical bleed effects?
Yes. No, bleed might actually be relaxing. Who knows? We'll test that next time.
It's healthy for you.
No, that's what you use the little cup to stick on it and then suck the blood out through your skin.
Anyways, so we went down there. There's a portal into the Wizard College. Portal to the
College
some silver house. Silver
district
house.
It's a very nice house.
One to the docks, which I found to be quite relaxing. And, of course, one to our magical coliseum. Yay, Lich!
There were also four doors. But
yeah, we didn't quite make it that far.
Get it that far because he had to
distraction.
Jump over.
Distractions. Sorry.
Shiny object? Okay.
Curse my...
In all honesty, I'm not too worried.
Yeah, honestly.
I kind of am.
It is a little disturbing. It is a little disturbing. But then again, I'm not worried.
Don't we have a lich that
comes to the Colosseum
all the time?
Apparently. We never knew about it.
Well, there's a senator lich
He's a illithid.
He's an illithid.
Oh, he's an illithid. Okay.
They like to suck out your brains. Liches like to suck out your souls.
Okay.
Not much difference.
Difference.
Yeah.
It's a popular location.
So, anyways. I'm all for going down to the Crescent Isles. Size change of location.
It's supposed to be a... What do you know about the curse?
Not a lot. It's eating him away. He's got about a week or two left if it progresses at its current rate. So...
Felicity, because you're obviously here. What does that mean?
What? Just because I'm a warlock means I know things about curses.
Yes.
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 Doesn't it?
I didn't curse him.
I saw you reading the books.
They were there, and it was a long waiting period.
It's in the doctor's
office. You have some curses, don't you?
Oh, yes, a few, but I'm not powerful enough to have wasting curses.
But you know that I'm wasting curses.
You're very annoying.
I agree.
Your husband's also very good at acupuncture. You should let him try sometime.
No.
Ooh, I know. I can try.
I don't suggest that.
You don't have anything pointy. You just have... slashing.
She has your ears.
Long dart.
Long dart. Thank you.
Slashing.
There are a few curses that could waste someone away.
Do you know how to reverse them?
Usually you have to get the warlock to reverse them, or you have to have a fairly powerful cleric break them. Or sometimes, the worst comes to worst, the warlock makes you go on some grand epic quest.
That's... It's sounding more and more like it'll be this third one.
By the way, they did try every cleric in the city, so,
Yes, sounding more and more like it'll be this third one. Or the first one if we manage to...
How long will it take
warlock?
To get to the Isles?
And if
warlocks.
If this lich is powerful enough to do curses like this, the last thing you want to do is kill them.
You mean the warlock?
Yes.
Could be a lich warlock, you know.
Okay, the warlock. The reason is death curses are particularly powerful. And if they're done by someone who's a professional curser, then they're going to be triple the power.
Is that a feat?
No, it's something the GM made up.
Oh, okay. Is it one of those universal laws that keeps getting rewritten?
All right!
Who's up for hunting warlocks for 15,000 gold? Oh, I'll go.
15,000 gold total, so you won't be making that whole amount yourself.
Well, I'll still go.
Still buy something.
That's pretty decent. Not terrible.
Even though I haven't bought anything with my 20,000, but...
Yeah, you're excluded from divvying out gold this time.
I spent money on baby stuff. I need more money.
I spend a whole
It is a diamond-encrusted crib.
Yes, it is.
Amanda, with the amount of...
With prestidigitation permanent seed on it.
Technically, you're going to spoil your child.
The best thing ever, have a diaper with prestidigitation permanent seed.
Amanda, if you were technically functioning off how much gold you should be making, your child doesn't have to work for the majority of his life unless she inherited
it. Has it been a new week? Can I get my paycheck?
All right.
You haven't been here for 3 weeks.
Oh, that's true.
What about my paycheck, since I do have someone running the
ship? Give us our paychecks. God.
Sure. Profits were down the past 3 weeks.
Okay. I take it people don't like my... shopkeeper?
No, it's just natural business fluctuations.
Okay. As in, profits were down, so I only have enough to cover my costs. Okay. Andre's saying, no, you don't get gold for not being here.
It's natural business fluctuation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, so...
I can each give you each 100. That's about it.
No.
It does not matter. We're gonna get 12,000 gold.
15.
Even better!
No. You added too many zeros. It's 15.
It's only 15 gold?
Yes.
It's so not worth it. By the way, I made a ship with a traveler that had a 6 jump and 6 thrust.
You realize how powerful its power plant had to be?
Uh-huh. It has to be equal to the highest value. So it is and things I use a 12,000 ton body.
It's no longer a spaceship, you mean? It's now a capital ship?
It ended up being over 980 some million mega credits. No, 980 some million credits.
Mm-hmm. That's a capital ship. That's not a spaceship. Once you actually get above 1,000, you are no longer in a spaceship, you're in a capital ship.
Andre, holes in themselves are at least a million mega credits, which are a million.
I said a
You meant 100,000? A million?
No, I meant the... after you get past 100,000...
Megacredits?
Megatons? Whatever. I'll look it up later.
Anyways,
Kay.
Doesn't matter, not this game.
Okay, so, since everyone seems to be in agreement, is the thief okay with this?
Oh, whatever. Something to steal?
Yes, we'll be able to loot, pillage, and riot.
It's a trading port, so there will be something to steal.
You think worthwhile stealing?
Wow.
Exotic spices that'll probably go for gold per ounce, at least.
The spices lie.
Children.
Couldn't I just steal like something up here and it'd be worth more than that stuff?
You're also getting paid we are getting paid 15,000 gold for doing this.
Yeah, that's a warlock who curses people.
Alright.
So she won't see you, she won't know what he is.
Alright, fine.
Won't know that you're gonna
Tyler? You can sit there and be bored for the rest of the session. We'll go.
Okay. Or I could black bag you and take you along anyway.
It is an accepted thieves guild method.
Yes, as I well know.
We have precedent.
It happens.
Actually, no, I didn't get black bagged. I got beat.
Same difference. No, I've got a merciful sap.
I've got a merciful greatsword.
I have merciful whatever I touch.
If I'm being forced to go, you're being forced to go.
Yeah.
You're not being forced to go.
Yes, I am.
Uh-uh.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Dragon Black by both of you. And to your husband.
I know.
That was fun.
As all the spouses are sitting there like, doop, doop, doop.
Can I have some?
Yes, and I pushed you off the ship for it.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you.
Okay. Are you eating?
Well, whoever's coming gets on the ship and we leave.
Wait, let's not go tonight. Let's go in the morning.
Okay, we rest and we leave.
Yeah, we'll go in the morning.
Watch out!
Wait,
after, you know, you're...
What? Before we go, I will return to the Silverleaf family and ask if we can bring the guy along in case the cure is needed to be administered there.
We'll give you a way to message us to be able to do that because we don't want to move him in this delicate state.
Works for me.
After dinner, but before we go to sleep, me and my wife are going to go do some courtesy work for the
brotherhood. Can I teleport them to us?
Yes, they can.
Ask Felicity if...
I'm not bringing Felicity with us, by the way.
I know.
What?
We're not bringing her with us.
Why?
Scrolls of Death Ward or Protection versus Evil protects me from curses.
This is like the perfect time to bring her with us.
Usually, actually, just a good will save protects you from curses.
Yeah, I've been rolling good on that today. Ryan?
Okay.
We're leaving
because
here.
It's usually not outsiders, which is what protection from evil is made for.
Leave your wife here. This is, Ryan, we need diplomacy here. Not what your wife brings.
It's a freaking warlock!
Yeah, and we don't know
after the 3-week period of not being able to be with your spouses, you're there for a day, and then you sail off again.
We have sex. It's okay.
See, this is why it sucks to be a spouse to an adventurer. It's the.
But that's why.
I'll give her a couple hundred.
I don't have a spouse.
I know. Except for your butler.
I see.
My spouse.
He just cleans everything.
He's there to keep my house tidy while I'm gone.
I'll peel off a few scales.
Ryan, your wife doesn't bring anything we need here. Ryan, leave the NPCs home.
She gets emotional and throws a chair through the window.
She brings no.
She does.
Yes.
If there was any time to bring her, now would be the time. Leave the NPC.
I'll be back.
Okay. Here, we'll bring it down to the boat. Who wants to bring Ryan's wife along?
What?
I don't care.
And
okay. I see you.
No feeling.
Okay. So we've got one abstain, two bring.
I'm laying down here as she does my stuff.
We'll have two abstain, two bring, two no. So therefore I win. Why second black bag in the middle of the night?
How does what does Felicity
do? I don't black bag this entire party.
I want to come. And I agree with you.
I don't black bag you anything, so go to the boat and put a black bag in your hand, you step on the boat.
I'll take
you
out of here.
Yeah, I'll take
those in
the
world. What was that for, Dick?
Because I had black bag the whole party. I even black bag myself.
What? Does Felicity want to come?
She'd relish the chance to be in another warlock.
Okay. Then she's coming.
No!
Are you worried she's going to blast you again?
No, I'm worried she's going to fuck up the negotiation.
Hey, Sana.
She's not going to blast him. She just gave the advice of not killing it.
She's not an idiot.
No, let's see, blast the person. You know what? Fine. I just want it to be known, I disagree with this, because...
Alec, sometimes you have to learn how to bow out. I'm with you, bro. But not...
Yeah, Felicity would never say something specifically to piss someone off, especially someone we're asking for help.
Well, Brian does that anyways.
True.
Brian screws things up anyways.
You know what? We're leaving Ricardo's family home.
Oh, so you're leaving everyone except for you three.
Yes! That's acceptable. Bye.
Alright.
And we have sex then in the morning.
You guys are now descending towards the Crescent Isles. It's about a 36 square mile area where you can see that the island is evenly divided into, and you can see the beautiful coral reefs that basically form a natural protective barrier around the town.
I want to swim.
One of the things you guys actually notice is that all the ships are actually docked away from the islands, and they have to ferry small boats over.
Or they'll hit the coral.
Well, they'll hit the coral reef. You can, of course, see one island is actually quite heavily forested, almost jungle level. And you can see that there are people moving to and from out of that. And then on the eastern side is where the majority of the populace has made their home.
True, you could.
It also does... It's actually the only area where you can actually get close enough to... the area to actually dock, but the city is actually built on a sheer cliff, so they actually have to elevator people up and down.
It's after 8, and it's now weekend.
So, the town is, of course, a massive area, and one of the things that you guys notice is that the wood here that's naturally harvested from the trees is an ash black. So the entire town is actually just kind of this dark hue. Now, mind you, there's plenty of colorful signs to try and make up for this fact, but all the wood is black.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, of course, land.
It's all dark wood.
and they kind of begin greeting you in a meet-up. A median.
Oh.
Hey!
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 You know.
I sing Tongan. Hey! Wait, that's universal in all languages.
Hablo Amerian?
Oh, si, si!
Ah! Welcome to the Crescent Isles.
Thank you.
You and your friends are, of course, welcome here as long as you make no trouble.
We won't make any trouble.
You make trouble, we have our druid kick you out.
That's all right. We're here tracking a warlock.
Oh, that... Okay. Not... I don't care.
Have you heard of any warlocks?
Yes, I've heard of warlocks. We have 7.
Oh. Any that have recently cursed people?
I hope not.
No. Well, one apparently has.
You can describe it. That might help.
I haven't actually described
it. A withering curse.
Guys.
It was I'm told by my warlock friend that is a powerful curse.
Your wife?
Well, then that sounds unfriendly.
Who is the most powerful warlock here?
Oh, you must be talking about Blatherslife.
Sounds great, Skin.
Where can he be found?
He is on the northwestern reaches in a cavern system.
Those are just trial games.
He doesn't like visitors.
Is there a special protocol to follow, like send a friend or send
a
messenger?
Send
a friend.
You send in a set of gems worth significant amount. He likes gems.
I realize I'm not going to be able to disprove that this is probably... I'm not going to be able to say that this probably isn't the guy we're looking for, because Ryan's not going to translate any of this. Like the 7 warlock bit, which is actually fairly important.
So, but we have gem shop right there, see? Ah, family jewels.
Right, you own this shop.
No, I'm just a visitor guide.
Right.
They're the people who wait outside your plane with the flowers to put around your...
Welcome, welcome. Tiefling! Tiefling! Pasty white man!
I'm closer to the sun than you are. Wait, I can't understand you.
Lizard! Elf! Ah, elf!
Oh, no, they just smell it back to him.
I guess they like elves here.
In the vain hope, do you speak Sylvanian?
He replies, little love poem.
Well, they tell me that there are 7 warlocks. I've already asked about the most powerful one, who may or may not be the one we're looking for.
Why
don't we, here, I've got a description, why don't we try that?
You have a description of the guy?
A drunken description, but it might be something to go on.
Oh yeah, here's an orc, half demon?
Presumably half fiend or half demon orc. There are wings involved. That much he was certain of.
Is there a winged orc somewhere around?
A winged orc? That would be an image. No winged orcs.
Oh. It wasn't an orc?
They have no idea what you're talking about.
He said orc.
Okay.
Hey, I'll take
ask if any of them have wings.
Yeah, thank you. Pay for lunch.
None of the warlocks happen to have wings of any kind, do they?
Oh, one!
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Who's he?
Oh, she. Oh. She, very beautiful woman. You don't want to get near them. Very dangerous.
Is she a succubus?
No, no demons here.
Except 1, 2, 3.
Yes,
no demons.
Oh, okay.
You're all the same.
Don't let me push you in the water.
Well, thank you for your help.
They happen
of course. She make her house in keep.
I'll just close.
North side of island.
Close my feet.
Okay.
Go in there.
Yeah, small keep. And small group of guards.
A vampire.
Oh, thank you.
Small
okay. Before we go any further, we shouldn't go directly to the presumed warlock. We're in a hurry, yes. We should probably go check out the bar they were at first. Make sure she was there. See what we can learn there.
Okay.
How long ago was this?
About a week. No, 2 weeks at this point, since it took us a week to get here.
Oh, it means I actually have to roll my knowledge local?
There's only one warlock with wings, just so you know.
Yeah, although, you know, I wouldn't put it past them to be able to grow wings.
That I wouldn't,
so,
I don't know about.
Being 2 weeks old is not plus 5 to the DC?
You could ask your wife.
It's 1 per day, so it'd actually be...
14.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Six, 12.
It's plus 12.
Plus 12.
6 day weeks here.
Felicity, is there a way that warlocks can grow wings?
Yes, duh.
Okay, well, we need to head to the
we have shoulder pads that go
Soldier's Helm Tavern. since you're the only one who can communicate, why don't...
Wow, you actually have to roll decently!
So, can anyone here speak Tongan?
No.
Or Undercommon?
The last traders that...
Goblins are traders?
...traded with Tongan, the last traders from Tonga was about 100-some-odd years ago before a city took off.
So everyone's dead.
So he's going to be the one doing the rolling.
That's fine.
I'm going to assist by looking cool.
You want to help me because we look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This is my Tongan friend. You're from Tonga, right?
Yes.
This is my Tongan friend.
Oh, Tonga! You're not an orc!
He doesn't know a median, I'm sorry.
No. Oh!
I should even goblin back?
Yeah, we know lots of languages.
Oh, linguist, yeah. Yes. Became very cheap in Pathfinder.
One point for new language.
And it counts as many other things, too. So anyways, you have to do your rolling. It's at a minus 12.
Why is it at minus 12?
It's 12 days old.
We know where we need to go. We just need to ask there.
Yes, well, but gathering information is still 12 days old.
We need to find the... whatever it is.
Soldier's Helm.
Soldier's Helm.
Yeah, Soldier's Helm.
Where's that?
Right down that way.
Ah, thank you.
I take it they've got like a Soldier's Helm on the sign.
With a bright red.
How do you have plus 6 miscellaneous modifier?
When you guys get in here.
plus 4 probably from
when you guys get in here, you'll notice that this place is actually...
It can't be 4, it has to be...
Well, a menagerie of nationalities. Looks like this is probably one of the areas where most people kind of check in. You'll notice that there's a few Asmir, there's some Alidorfians, there's even a few Fronin dwarves and whatnot in here. And they all seem to be kind of minding their own damn business.
Do I see any other elves in here?
Yeah.
Any Sylvanian elves?
Mm-hmm. The drow.
You, me, slash to the death. Now.
I have to take a witness.
Oh.
I killed you 5 minutes ago.
Only perception.
What?
I pay him.
Nobody here still speak common. All right, I assist you. He actually has high bonus, anyways. Actually, any consequence for natural ones?
No.
All right, then I assist no matter what.
Minus 12 is just your bonus.
Oh well, okay. 21 then.
21. Oh, yeah, there was a couple of elves a while ago. I don't remember anymore. They really irritated one of the local warlocks. They spent their entire time harassing her.
What kind? Which warlock is that?
Kipiria?
Is that the one that the second one I asked
you
about?
You have an evil twin.
She's got wings. She's a half dragon.
Well, that's good to know. What color dragon?
I think she's crimson.
Simply dragon, so.
Actually, half dragons get
bonuses
there. Personal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get plus
2. I have a 10 charisma.
Because you're a fugly half dragon.
I am.
Yeah. I know.
I'm above average elf.
Average intelligence.
Thank you for your information.
She didn't even know my gold.
Oh, thank you.
Another beer, please.
There's a guy at work I know that actually has the exact same thing I
do. Actually, well, wait. Since this isn't a district, would gold give me a plus what?
It or does nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
Cool. You're not required to pay is the other thing here.
Well, that's fine. I'm used to paying, thus I will pay.
You're like, yeah, okay, so why are you thanking me?
You gave me the information I wanted.
Try another hour of searching, maybe we'll get higher.
Okay.
As you sit there and continue grilling the bartender for information.
No, just other people.
Nope. Nope.
One more.
Not really.
One more.
I'm up.
Oh, there we go. Plus 4. So 25.
25.
Why do you have a plus 4?
Well, 4 more than I...
Okay, so you got 4 more than your last one, which means you get the next tier of information. She has been particularly volatile lately.
Hmm.
She's also been incredibly sick.
Hmm. What kind of sickness? Can I specifically ask about that?
She hasn't come out of her tower.
Ah.
We just all know she's sick.
Does anyone regularly go into her tower or live in her tower with her?
The guards. But they're a pretty tight-lipped group.
Ah.
They don't do well with strangers.
I really want to get Tongue's permanency.
Is there a way...
It's a good idea if you're a trouble.
Is there anyone who recently left her employ who might... Yeah.
How much would it cost to get
to no one's really left her employ, but there has been a series of accidents.
So left her employ in a different way.
Yes.
Have they been buried yet?
Yes.
That's not a creepy question at all.
I ask because I have Speak with Dead.
That's
yes, they've been buried.
Thank you.
Brian, that doesn't reduce the creepiness at all.
Fine. Has the funeral happened yet? I'd like to pay my respects.
Okay, that's
it. Yes, it was presided over by the priests.
I see. Thank you.
Tongue's a second level bard spell.
Six.
You ready,
Tongue? Okay.
If you manage to find a bard crafter...
More common in Pathfinder than it would be in the other ones.
Yeah
buddy.
Anything else I should ask about?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Where'd the mood die go?
I need a beer.
Go ahead and...
Bit too fruity for my taste.
It is indeed fruity.
Oh!
You get depressed.
Apparently there's
a chair.
Apparently, actually, there's a fruit here that you didn't know, but half dragons are allergic to.
Oh.
Now you're sick. Just you've got a cold.
Actually, if that's the case, it would. Yeah. Okay.
That's what the other dragon's sick about. Someone gave her the wrong thing. They're dead now, but.
Okay. Let's see. I'll see how. Is there a protocol to entering her domain?
You talk to her guards, and if they let you in, they let you in.
Okay.
Usually it has to come with a substantial bribe, though.
Okay.
People of power usually don't take meetings freely around here.
Sure.
Wait, that's not normal?
Yeah.
Bribery. Woo.
Does this town look rather, like, well-to-do?
Oh, this is a very well-to-do town.
This is a tourist trap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's also a trading hub with plenty of natural resources. When he flipped him a gold, you heard the tour guide go, "Oh, lunch."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Platinum might have been a little bit happier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't get any bonuses for spending gold, because you're an equivalent gold district.
Okay.
It's a fairly well-to-do area.
Cool.
If gold is lunch, it's not gold district.
Platinum district?
At least.
Okay. Well, you're not spending enough money, Ryan.
Nah. Nah.
As I said, this is a very well-to-do area.
So.
It is in the center of all trading areas.
I'm keeping Felicity from going shopping. No.
But
silk. Yes, strange silk. It smells nice.
And that guy might find me attractive. I could get a discount.
It's true. You probably look very good in it, and he may love it.
Shopping.
Shopping.
Wait, is this just buy that?
No, wait. Maybe we are twins. We might be able to get a good discount.
Maybe I should
shopping.
Buy that dress and then
sure. What do you want?
All right. So unfortunately, you have now been ransacked by the two. So the other people.
No, we would go. You guys, you got an invitation.
Give me your wallet.
These.
Well, I need to bribe this guy.
I'll leave you 75 gold.
These are to other people.
Leave 100. Thank you.
It's
cheap.
You know, someone should really come up with a better currency system than a gold coin. I mean, my wallet's a little heavy.
Just think about if I carried around my money.
At least it's not Shinhai green crystals.
Our currency is Shinhai green crystals.
Iberium.
Actually, I was more thinking rupees from Legend of Zelda.
Oh.
They're
not just green, though. They're green, yellow, red.
Do you want to go shopping with your cousins?
Yeah, you want to go shopping with us?
Go get it.
steal anything?
You can.
Are you freaking kidding me? You're a massive mall. And we're shopping. Yes. There's plenty
to
steal.
We're not going
to
stop you. And if we realize, they were like,
I don't even know if I want anything in this place.
It's a nice spot,
I suppose.
It's a tourist trap. It's a well-to-do place. You could probably get away with a lot here. As in get a big haul.
I'm not saying get away with
the two twins will distract boobs and you come up and get what you want.
Are you saying I don't have big boobs?
No, I'm saying we're twins and we have a better chance.
To cast a third level spell.
Twins are like multiplied.
For what?
Third level spell.
In main wizard
ladies are added. Twins are multiplying.
What they don't realize is every shopkeeper here is female and not a lesbian.
Yeah.
So.
There are such things?
Okay, so the three tieflings.
The three tieflings descend on the town.
That's what they say in Torchwood.
Holy shit.
What?
You four? What's the plan?
Item of tongues and
you do manly things.
Alright, you do manly things. You attempt to impress some of the tourist ladies who are like,
as the only female in the group, I didn't go shopping. I just kind of sit there and go like,
"Yeah, let's get a bargain."
You do manly things.
Yeah, you do.
I suppose I try and strike up a conversation with Sylvanas.
The forests are nice.
I haven't had a chance to visit yet.
Plenty of natural wildlife.
I don't think so.
Great area.
I'll have to check it out.
Not quite the same deciduous forest as where we're from, but you know, your accent's off. You've been away.
You know, New Hope and Tonga?
Oh, the flying town?
So we'll say I got stuck, been there for a couple of 100 years.
I'm sorry.
Do miss home.
That's
unfortunately, the Elven
really
Forest that they were building on the city burnt down recently, so...
Oh, that's a crime.
Sky Pirates.
Just leave out that you were here with
wow.
them.
Yeah, things are a bit hectic up there sometimes.
Why don't you just leave that area and go back home, since you're already here on the ground?
I've got some... I've made a few promises I can't break.
Oh, well, you'll honor them eventually. I'm sorry. What are you, a dwarf?
No, the issue is, one of my compatriots follows a god of pacts. She may view it as breaking the promise, at which point things would turn.
She's just needy.
I won't disagree.
Hey.
The god is fairly needy.
No one.
The god he follows is fairly needy.
Nelfs.
Well, you know, I'm sure you can leave for a while. It'll take a little while for him to notice.
No, unfortunately.
Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.